The idea here is to enter into God's idea of what healing is and not some rock star mentality of being popular. Crowds chanting your name and thinking more highly of ourselves than we should, simply because we've met with some success. Being well, cured, made healthy, wellness by therapy, mended by stitching. Either way, being made well is a pretty tall order, even with all the best intentions of modern medicine. It seems an awful lot of people have little festering pockets of bad doctrine stuck in their teeth when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit. Some believe the gift of healing can only occur at the hand of those in leadership. Like the woman who was possessed, and all her Christian friends surrounded her, but they unanimously decided none of them was qualified to do anything about it, so they sent someone to get the pastor. All the while, the afflicted woman was thrashing around and carrying on. Mind you, it wasn't that they didn't know how, but that they saw themselves as unqualified. God said each one of us is capable of effectively praying for the healing and well-being of others, and we no longer have to go get someone special to do what God has asked of us to do. We, the people of God, have got to enter into God's idea of what healing is and hear His advice on how to go about bringing well-being to those around us. Healing is God-inspired, not gotten from an online course of how to do deliverance, where you're sent to, three-ring notebooks with crafted prayers and possible causes that you can just look up and invoke, then everybody will just be hunky-dory. That cookbook method of healing is way too close to witchcraft, where you look up a malady in the index of a book of incantations, and as an example, turn to page 49 for curing stomach aches. Light a candle, mix a few herbs, read some magic words out loud 3 times, and everything is right again. Psalm 103, 2-3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. The last word, diseases, literally means all your maladies, sickness, and grievances. The Lord is our source, not us in our rituals, law-keeping, methods, and great words. Not everything is a demon-caused affliction, and I'd even venture to say more than what we may care to admit, much chaos and calamity is born at our own hand. Getting deliverance is great and necessary. But at some point, most of us really, really need to do the work to find out what is in us and our thinking which got us needing deliverance in the first place. You know what I mean? It's not a bad thing to take antidepressant medications, but it's just dumb to only flip pills at our problems without also seeking private counseling with qualified, solid Christian counselors to uncover and resolve what is going on with us, which is driving us down the long, dark hole of depression. I'm not saying don't take the meds as necessary. I'm just saying to do the rest of the work to actually solve the problem at its root cause as best you can. That is a therapeutic approach to healing. Trust God. He'll show you. Healing is rarely truly accomplished by going down a long list of possible hidden sins in someone's life and simply repenting. One time I had a headache that had been going on for a couple days. Entirely not unusual for someone who has had sinus stuff go on all his life in the fall of every year. At the end of church, the call went out for anyone needing prayer for healing to come forward. I thought, for a change, I'd go up. The very first thing the lady who prayed for me did was rebuke the demon of headaches. Then she looked me in the eye intensely and asked me if I still had a headache, to which I warmly smiled and said, yes. I immediately thought to myself that I should have simply gone home and taken a nap, but nevertheless, that's not what happened. Then the lady pulled out from her pocket a long list of possible unconfessed sins which I might be hiding, asking me if I was guilty of each one as she read them off. I replied, no, 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 no. And then she asked me if I was harboring any hatred towards anyone that I didn't know about. I thought to myself, well, that's just dumb. How can I know about hiding something if I don't know I'm hiding? Finally, it was obvious she was becoming quite anxious that none of her long list of cookbook deliverance methods was working. So I gently asked her to stop and asked if I could pray for her, which I did, and she was okay again. I went home, ate lunch, and took a nap, which actually solved my headache. Healing came through a practical application.